Well, good morning. What a beautiful Montana morning. Welcome to Voices of Montana. You can probably hear some noise in the background, some cheering going on. We are at the Lockwood High School Stadium, a beautiful facility, and that is the host site for the Montana State Games for Special Olympics. Today on Voices of Montana, we're here. We're going to be talking to organizers and volunteers and board members and leaders and athletes that are all a part of the Special Olympics and the State Games that are taking place here in Lockwood today. Remember, I've been telling you part of what drives our future as a state is people. And today, we're in the middle of some great people doing great things, volunteers and coaches encouraging athletes. Wow, it is exciting. Today on Voices of Montana, you're going to learn all about the Montana Special Olympics. Ken is here today. John is here. All the folks from Voices of Montana have showed up, set up a remote site. We're standing right next to the track. In fact, I can see the finish line. If they gave me a stopwatch, I could be a timer today also. Although you may not want to take my...
I think you should be a runner, Steve.
There was a day that I would do that. Well, on Voices of Montana today, in fact, all week we've been talking about those essential building blocks for the future of Montana. We talked about infrastructure and we talked about leadership. One of the other essential building blocks is people. Not only people to drive business and growth, but people that care for one another. Today, you're going to learn more about what it's like to be a part of the Summer Games and the Montana Special Olympics. We'll talk with organizers, coaches, and amazing athletes that make Special Olympics one of Montana's best examples of how Montanans encourage and support the people that God puts in our paths. We're going to kick it off today with a discussion of some friends of mine, Brian Brown and Tyler Wilchin, who are co-chairs this year or
last 3 years.
For the State Games, the Montana Special Olympics. Tyler, welcome. Great to see you. Tyler's
Thanks,
a former board member. He was my boss, and so I'm going to get an evaluation after today, I have a feeling.
How long do we have on this segment?
it might take a while. And then Brian is here. Also, Brian's with First Interstate Bank. Tyler's with Intermountain Health. That's their day job, but now they're a part of this exciting event and part of helping Montana Special Olympics. Gentlemen, welcome to Voices of Montana.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be with you.
Who ordered the beautiful day?
Well, between the two of us, we got it figured out finally. We had a little wind yesterday and the day before, but we got it figured out. That's what we do.
Brian, I know being on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber, I always told John Brewer, is in charge of the weather.
That is part of it.
And so I think that you carried that legacy forward. You brought us a beautiful day. We're out at a beautiful facility in Lockwood. Gentlemen, I want to ask you, talk to our audience about your role with the Montana Special Olympics, and then generally speaking, and then I want to have you describe for us what's happening here today.
Yeah,
Tyler, we'll start with you.
Yeah, well, Steve, thank you. It's great to be with you. You know, so Brian and I, we've been serving in these co-chair roles really since 2023, the last year that the games were in Bozeman, and then 24, 25, and now 26, the games have been hosted here in Billings. And we've kind of overseen a volunteer structure, a volunteer committee that's really helped execute these games. There's a wonderful staff at Special Olympics Montana that does the day-to-day operations of the organization, but then the volunteers are really the ones that kind of step up and help in the host cities like we have for the past 3 years. And it's been such a rewarding experience. You know, it's a lot of details, as you can imagine. We've got venues all over the city of Billings, Rocky Mountain College, MSU Billings, here in Lockwood. We've been at Metro Park for a lot of our big events, including our opening ceremonies the other night. It takes a lot to pull all that off. But it's truly been one of those experiences where you get way more out of it than you put into it, just because of the joy, the competition, the community that surrounds these athletes and these games.
Brian, maybe talk a little bit about why this is one of your passions. I know you have many, and you serve throughout our community and in Montana, but this is something that's near and dear to your heart. Talk about that.
Yeah, two other venues I wanted to add, because they were so critical in pulling these games off. Tyler mentioned all par three golf course and Magic City Gymnastics also really helped out. But me personally, it's not necessarily me personally. First Interstate Bank, Intermountain Health, Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation, premier sponsors of this feat that we're all pulling off here together. And it's like Tyler said, the volunteers, the staff. But when you look around, Steve, when you open it up, you mentioned community, you mentioned people getting together, and this is nothing short of quite a miracle with what we have here today, but it takes everybody to put it together. And why is that so fun? Because you see smiles everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, these
right.
Having this here 3 years and maybe even the fourth year, the previous year, to get all this organized with the volunteers, the games management team, and the staff pays off. And it is kind of bittersweet because it was a lot of work. This is kind of the culmination and a perfect day, like you said. It's bringing together over 1,200 athletes, 400 and some coaches, almost $2 million in economic impact to the Billings area over the last 3 years. And the games have increased in attendance, not only with people coming to see it, but athletes and coaches. So that's a huge part of this, too. The first thing is smiles and fun, but the side impact is the economic impact within the community as well.
That's excellent. And when I came in this morning, I felt like I was going to one of my son's track meets. I mean, it just has that feel. There's canopies spread out so people can sit around the track, get some shade, and they're just in for the day to watch a lot of events. I also heard a lot of screaming in fun.
Yeah.
And smiles, people getting awarded medals already. So I don't know what time the event started this morning, but you are hopping today. For those of you who've maybe been to a track meet, it's like a track meet on steroids.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, can you explain a little bit more about the mechanics of today's event here at Lockwood? What will it include? What are the different events that the athletes are participating in?
Absolutely. So, A really is all about racing, right? So all of the running races, you've got walking races, you've got wheelchair races. The thing I love about Special Olympics is they've really thought of how do we get every single athlete involved in some way according to their abilities. And so you see that all on display here today. On Wednesday out here in Lockwood, they had all of the throwing and jumping events. And so really today's focused on racing. And then we've had, as Brian had mentioned earlier, other events like golf and bocce and soccer and everything spread out all across the community over these last 3 days. It's quite a feat.
It is a feat, and I, Brian, you mentioned smiles on everybody's face, but I also see a serious tone in the athletes when they're, I was just watching some, they're getting the line, there's a relay going yeah. on out on the track. They have been training yep. and taking this very seriously. The coaches have probably been working them. Describe that athlete-coach relationship and how these athletes approach this event.
Yeah.
And
don't get me wrong. The athletes, they're serious about what
yes,
they're doing here.
Absolutely.
I mean, they want to compete. They want to win. But also, they are the most gracious and most generous when they don't win. The athlete oath at the end, it says, if I cannot win, be brave at the attempt. And that is, they live by that. They truly mean that. So they are serious. They do practice all year long with the coaches. And but if they win, they love it. But their teammates and the people that they're racing against love it as much as they do. That's the cool part about this. And along with that, to throw in here, that some of our athletes here from Montana are coming to or going to the Minneapolis National Games this summer in Minneapolis later this year. So there are some athletes that'll be attending that, all in basketball, aquatics, athletics, bocce, bowling, golf, and gymnastics. So. And from the national game, or from the local games here, the state games, they go to the national. So it is serious. The competition does matter for these guys.
I love that quote that you shared. That's a good mantra for all of our life. If I cannot win, be brave in the attempt.
Yep.
So good. So powerful. A lot of moving parts for Montana's games, and then you have athletes going to the national games. I wrote down a dollar sign on my paper. You have to have funding for that. Where do the resources come for Montana Special Olympics and these events that you do here in Montana.
Yeah, so they have a big fundraising operation, as you can imagine, to support these games. And so they fundraise throughout the year. Our organizations are, you know, our premier sponsors, so we step up and support these specific games. And then I know First Interstate, you know, is a year-round multi-year sponsor as well. And then they do things like the Chevy truck raffle. Maybe you bought your ticket, Steve, but they gave away a Chevy truck last night.
Yeah.
They sold over 100 and almost 170,000
no
tickets.
No one talked to me about the Chevy truck raffle.
Well, we're going to rectify that next year.
Okay. They raised almost $1 million in raffle tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but you think about it, though. I know for our organization, Intermountain Health, there's so much alignment with our mission about, you know, keeping people healthy. And that's what these games are really about, right? It's developing these healthy habits through training for competition. And they do it all throughout the year. So they practice throughout the year. Then they have area games. So there's multiple areas throughout the state where they kind of have, you can think about it like a district track meet, similar to the high school setup here in Montana. And then they advance into here into the state games. And then some of them will advance on to the USA games. So it's really year-round training for these games.
I know you can't pull off an event like this without volunteers, and the coaches are all volunteers. You guys are as board members and leaders. So a whole network of volunteers. Where do your volunteers come from? How does that come together? Who coordinates those volunteers? This is a monumental effort. You can't do it without willing hands.
Literally takes hundreds of volunteers. And with, like Tyler said, as us as the co-chairs, we helped assemble a team that's called the games management team, and there are separate, we call them pillars, but basically separate departments, whatever you want to call them. But there's a specific volunteer coordinator position, and it literally takes hundreds of volunteers, but it's the community. The short answer is the community comes together, and but it does take some coordination with that. We have a lot of people that want to volunteer, and the volunteer coordinators just help deploy those efforts. And even the volunteers, I mean, I will say from a personal standpoint and from some of the employees that I work with, this is some of the best days around because everybody, again, volunteers have smiles on their face too.
Now you'll be out here all day. How long will this the events here on site take place? How do you wrap up the day? Are there more things happening tomorrow and throughout the weekend? Give us a sense of the scope beyond today.
So really today is the last day of the 3 days of competition. Okay. And so the races will wrap up sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. But we actually did last night. It's called the Dance Carnival, and so it's a big celebration. These athletes, there was a DJ, there was carnival games. They all came together. We gave away the truck. We had a closing ceremony last night. Steve, I think the way I love to describe this, it's kind of like state championships, a convention, and the prom, all wrapped into 1 3-day event. And it's that community that gets developed amongst these athletes, their families, their coaches. It's a pretty special thing to see.
I was just noting the Dance Carnival was another thing I was not invited to, so I didn't.
We've seen your dance.
Well, there was a reason for that, I guess.
You're absolutely right. Hey, we're going to take a break on Voices of the Montana this morning. Let me remind you, we're at the Summer Games for the Montana Special Olympics. We're talking to board chairs Tyler Wilchin and also Brian Brown, who have committed years of work for multiple events here in Billings and other parts of the state. Thank you for your dedication, gentlemen. The work that you do, it is impacting lives in a significant way.
Can I mention one thing that we forgot to mention? The law enforcement agencies around the state are huge in this, too. They do the law enforcement torch run, raise funds, raise awareness. And I just saw two officers that I know that have been here. They take their vacation time to do this.
They're
out here, and the athletes love to take pictures with them. They cheer them on. So I do want to mention everything from the detention officers from Yellowstone County Detention Center to the Billings PD to the Sheriff's Office and all around the state. So sorry to throw that in, but that's super important. I wanted to mention that.
That is very noteworthy, and we do appreciate the men and women who serve in our law enforcement and public safety, and they're giving more of their time to our community. Outstanding. Back to Voices of Montana. Steve Arviskow, your guest host today. I'm at the Lockwood High School track for the Summer State Games for the Montana Special Olympics. We've been talking to Tyler Wilchin with Intermountain Health and Brian Brown with First Interstate Bank. They're the co-chairs, and you've been co-chairs now of these events for 3 years running. Is this the last year, and then they cut you a break?
Yeah, it is. Again, bittersweet. We did 3 years here in Billings with the fourth year as the organizing year. This state games, it transitions to Missoula then for 3 years as well, the next three. Then it'll go to Great Falls for 3 years, Bozeman for 3 years, and back here. So look forward to being back in Billings in 10 years. That sounds like a long time, but 3 and 4 years went by pretty fast, too.
Now, Tyler, will your service on the board continue? Just your role is changing?
Well, we're co-chairs for these specific games, so our service kind of ends at the end of this at the end of these games. But I don't want to speak for Brian. I'm sure we'll find some way to stay involved. Once you're into this, you kind of get hooked.
Well, let me thank you, gentlemen. You guys do so much throughout the state of Montana in healthcare and in finance for your organizations, the businesses you work for. But your time and commitment helping build community, helping build lives. Today's event and this work you're doing is just a small example of the work that you do. Brian, Tyler, thank you guys for that work and commitment, and thank you for joining us on Voices of Montana.
Absolutely, Steve. It's been such a pleasure to be part of all of this. And, you know, I think, too, from a Billings resident, if I put that hat on for a moment, what a wonderful thing to bring to our community and allow our community to show off that hospitality. That's been a special element.
And thank you for highlighting this and bringing more awareness around the state to this, too, and maybe the region, because this is something special that is not just Billings-oriented, it's statewide.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to have you give up your microphones to our next guest, who will be showing up just in a second. Reminding folks, if you do have a question about the Montana Special Olympics, you can send a text. Cody in studio's happy to do that, or make a phone call and he'll record that. Cody, you want to provide that call-in information for our audience?
Sure. The 800 number is 866-627-5483, or text your comments or questions to 781-627-5483. Now back to you, Mr. 406. Take it away, Steve.
I'm not sure what that handle that Mr. 406 means. There's some code there for broadcasting.
You're just getting out in a remote. You're out on a remote event, and you're out of the studio, okay. So you're 406, and that's what Tom likes to refer to it as.
All right. Well, that's a positive thing. I really enjoy this. You were absolutely right. Tom's right. Getting out and in the communities across Montana for things like this, very good. The Voices of Montana does that. Speaking of voices that are important for Montana, I am honored to have former Attorney General Tim Fox with us today on Voices of Montana. Tim, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning, and thanks for being here. We really appreciate Northern Broadcasting supporting Special Olympics Montana. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And I also have Keith King, who's an athlete with the Montana Special Olympics. He's an athlete from Billings. Keith, welcome, and thank you for being on Voices of Montana.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Tim, Keith, we're going to talk to you just in a second, because Keith was the MC that kicked off the opening ceremony. I want to talk to you about that experience. But, Tim, talk to us about your involvement with Montana Special Olympics.
Well, first, I just have to say this is the greatest organization I've ever been involved with. The love and inclusion and support that they give the athletes and their families, and, of course, this community in Billings has just been incredible the last 3 years. But I've been involved for about 25 years now, first as a volunteer. I used to do the polar plunges. Where you jump into icy water, but you don't want to see me in a Speedo anymore, so I don't do that. But anyway, I had a young woman who worked at our law firm before I became Attorney General that was a Special Olympics athlete, and she encouraged me to come to her competitions, and I was hooked. I mean, the joy and the fun that everybody's having, I thought, man, I got to be involved with that. So as soon as I got out of the AG's office, they called me, and I said, you bet, put me on the board. So it's a labor of love.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Your heart to continue to serve Montana now in a special, different way. Instead of putting bad guys behind bars, you're encouraging the hearts and hope of people in Montana that need some support and work. And
absolutely. Thank you for doing that. And I make friends with guys like Keith, who's an incredible warrior. He's got a story to tell you.
All right. Hey, Keith, talk to me about your role as an athlete on Special Olympics. What events do you participate in? What's your favorite event? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Keith Keene. I'm a Billings athlete. Originally from Fort Belknap, Montana, up on the High Line.
Yep.
I've been down in Billings for almost, about 40 years. And so I got involved in Special Olympics back in 91, but I didn't get picked up until like 1998 in junior high. And ever since then, it just took off. And so I could just compete like in basketball and track and field.
Now, what events in track and field? You'll be participating today here at Lockwood. What events will you participate in?
Just got done with the relay, took second. And the last two, I got the 200 and mile.
And how are you, congratulations on the relay. I see the medal that you have. That's a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
Between the mile and the 200, which are two different events, one takes speed, the other one takes endurance. Which one would be your favorite?
The mile.
The mile.
Yep.
Well, the audience, you cannot see this, but Keith is tall and has long legs. I could see you being a good miler, and you've put in a lot of work and endurance. Keith, tell us a little bit. How long will you train leading up to this event, and what does that training look like?
Well, we start back into February. We're starting in the gym. We do basically light workouts, and then as soon as we get out, it's full-on deck, full training. And my coach, Michaela, she pushes me hard every day. She makes sure I run hard and make sure I have a fast time. Without her, I won't have a good success without her. So,
Keith, that's an important note. And, Tim, you can speak to this. The coaches that work with these athletes, it's not just today. It's weeks and months in ahead of time.
All year long.
Talk to me a little bit about the commitment that those coaches make as volunteers that work with the athletes.
Yeah, so, you know, we have area coordinators who help recruit coaches and volunteers, and all the areas have their own competitions before they get here to the state summer games. And so it's literally an all-year deal, because I'm sure, Keith, you probably play basketball too, right?
Yep.
So there's a basketball tournament in the fall. They have skiing. They have bowling. Just incredible number of sports. And so if an athlete wants to stay involved, they can do it all year long. And it's not just competition in athletics. We have trained nurses and doctors. We do a lot of health work. And then leadership. Keith's a leader in his community. What I really like about Keith is he really not only puts the work in, but he represents his tribe, his people, his family in just a great way. And he's humble. He didn't just run the mile. He did great in the mile. So anyway, what I love about Special Olympics is making friends with people like Keith and his family. And, you know, I would encourage your listeners, if you've not been involved in Special Olympics before, come out to a competition and watch, and you're going to get hooked. You're just going to love it, and it'll be something that you'll do the rest of your life, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. I can feel that. When I showed up, I could feel that. There's a lot of people here, supporters, families, friends, athletes, coaches. Keith, I also understand we only have a little bit of time left before our commercial break, but you are an MC.
Yeah.
So you do this kind of work where you're – talk to me about what event did you MC? Was that last night?
Opening ceremonies.
And when were those, this morning or a couple of days ago?
A couple of days ago, Wednesday night.
Oh, is that something you've done before?
No, that was my first time ever, and it was a blast. Just up there representing my reservation and the whole Native communities across Indian country.
Oh, I'm honored to meet you, Keith. You're a tremendous athlete. You're a tremendous representative of your tribe, your family, our community. Thank you for being a part of Special Olympics, and thank you for joining us on Voices of Montana today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tim, pleasure to see
thanks.
You again. Thank you for your service.
You bet.
We'll be back on Voices of Montana. Oh, I still have 30 seconds?
Oh.
Well, Keith, don't go anywhere yet. I want to...
Tell them a little bit about your Native American heritage. Which tribe?
Assiniboine, Fort Belknap, and I go all over powwows and I sing around Hadrum.
Okay, now I need you to say, we'll be right back on Voices of Montana.
We'll be back after this from Voices Montana.
Excellent job, Keith. Thank you. Well, Tom is taking a nice break today, so you have Steve Arviscout. It's been my pleasure to be your guest host on Voices of Montana. And wow, today, a beautiful, sunny Montana day. We're at the Lockwood High School track. I'm talking with Tim Fox, who's board chair for the Montana Special Olympics. Tim, when we had that last break, we started talking about just all the dynamic people involved in Special Olympics. If we have people in our Voices of Montana audience who want to be a part of this special thing for folks in Montana, how do they get connected?
Probably the best place to go would be to our website, somt.org, somt.org. You can learn a lot there. There's a email address, phone number, and address. And, you know, we have volunteers all across the state, as you might imagine. Our athletes come from every corner of the state. And so we're always looking for people who have a service heart that want to be involved in something that's bigger than themselves. We call this the inclusion revolution. And so, like I said, if you go to one competition or help out at one competition, you're going to get hooked. Particularly if you're at a finish line like today and you see the joy on the faces of and the joy on their families' faces because they're happy. It's really something that you just can't put out of your mind. Sending 98 Montanans to Minneapolis, Minnesota for the USA Special Olympics Games this summer in June. And I think 34 of those are athletes. This will be the largest contingent that Montana has ever sent to the USA Games. And all paid for by donors, people who really love Special Olympics, support us. And I couldn't be happier for those that are going. It's going to be a great experience. And there are a number of athlete friends that I have that have talked about going to USA Games. They also get to sometimes go to the International Games, which I think next year are in Chile, of all places. They talk about their experience. It's an experience of a lifetime. And they look forward to the events every year. So,
Tim, let's give a quick – I want to give a quick plug to one of your former colleagues, John Binion. John was here a day or so ago. We had him on Voices of Montana talking politics. But just the night before, he was at the opening ceremonies for Montana Special Olympics representing the Phyllis and Dennis Washington Foundation, who are contributors to Montana Special
Not just
Olympics.
Contributors. They're premier contributors.
Excellent. Well,
yeah.
I want to give them recognition for that commitment they've made to just the people in Montana who are doing great things at the coach level, volunteer level, athlete level, and the board level. Tim, thank you for your service
you
on
bet.
Montana Special
Thanks for
Olympics.
Having me on. Excellent. You've got a couple of great people following here.
Thanks, Tim. Hey, we are joined by Richie Whitney, who is the Special Olympics Montana sports staff member. So this is a job for you today. You got to keep all this moving.
Yes, sir. Yes. We've got roughly over 1,100 attendees right now that are signed up, but I believe we're probably pushing about that 2,500 mark right here today.
And, Richie, how long have you been working for Montana Special Olympics?
I've been employed with Special Olympics going on 6 years here, but with my family I've been about 25 years Special Olympics altogether.
I haven't said anything yet, Steve, but I do want to say we would not be on the air without Richie's help this morning because I couldn't figure out how to plug in the equipment.
So. Richie, look at you. You've got...
So he's already been responsible today. Now I'm done.
You have another career, so if we need backup for on the tech side for Voices of Montana, I'm going to call Richie.
Yes, sir.
Not to sideline Cody or Ken. I would never do that to you guys. But Richie, thank you. I appreciate you.
Very welcome.
Help.
My pleasure.
Are you from Billings area? What part of Montana?
Great Falls, Montana.
Excellent. Thanks for coming down and spending some time here in Billings, and hope you've received a great warm welcome. I know Billings is very excited to have the Montana State Games here. in Billings. And then where is it headed? I think somebody mentioned maybe it's headed to Missoula.
We are headed to Missoula the next 3 years. So we've been in planning for Missoula here or a year in advance. Putting on these games takes a lot of effort, a lot of volunteers. So Rhonda, our CEO, has been in Missoula the last year getting our GMT members together, and we're rocking and rolling. We're excited to go there. We're primarily going to be on the University of Montana.
Excellent.
And we're going to be rocking and rolling.
You're going to be doing Montana Special Olympics in Grizz Country. And then I know you did Bozeman before this. So you were in Bobcat Country. Then you're going to be in Grizz Country.
Yep.
So the competition moves across the state, I'm assuming, every 3 years.
Okay. Correct.
Excellent.
Yes.
Hey, Richie, help introduce our guest. We have Joe Gibson. Joe is a special athlete. Joe, I have a heart for you. You're from Butte.
Yes.
So I'm a graduate of Montana Tech a long time ago. I'm a lot older than you, Joe. Don't laugh at that. So I graduated Montana Tech in about 1983. My wife's from Anaconda. We got married. So Butte has a special place in my heart. And Butte produces great athletes.
100%.
And I'm looking at you. And your T-shirt says, Calling All Champions. You've got a gold medal around your neck already. Joe, tell us a little bit about you, what you compete in, how long you've been participating in Montana Special Olympics.
I've been doing Special Olympics for 25 years. I'm competing in the turbo jav, golf, the 4x100 relay, and the 100-meter dash today.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what the medal that you have on right now is from which event?
The relay.
And you guys won?
Yep.
You have a big smile on your face. Well, I talk to me. Are you a native from Butte? You grew up in Butte? Give me a little bit of your story.
I was born in Waco, Texas.
Waco, Texas to Butte, Montana. You made a really good move.
Yeah. We came down here because of my dad's work.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I can totally understand. I move my kids around for my work on occasion.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. I understand you participate in a throwing event, too?
Yeah, it's called the turbo jav.
Not a real javelin.
No, it's like a smaller, safer version.
Okay, I was just going to... Yes. Richie, I was going to give you a bad time if those things had a point on the end, but they
no.
do not. They're
yes.
very safe. Somebody told me, Joe, that you have the potential to, or maybe you already have, set a national record.
Yeah, for nationals, it's 38-something. And here at state, I threw 44-something on Wednesday.
Oh, my
gosh. Joe is being quite humble with this. Yes, it's just not going to set a record. It's going to blow it out of the water. We noticed his scores from last year when we were doing our USA Games qualifying. And noticed, yes, it was, I think it's 38-something. And Joe's currently, the day before that, threw it 44 meters. That's going to blow that record right out of the water if he continues to throw what he is. And he's still improving. So Joe's being very humble with his scores.
Joe, you're being humble.
Yeah.
So you already made your throw today or?
No, that was Wednesday. And then yesterday I had golf. Today's. Did the relay and then had the 100-meter dash later.
So, Joe, how's your golf game?
I shot 90 yesterday.
Well, that's a lot better than me. Ken, John, I don't know if you golf.
He's also being humble again because that was his best round of golf that he's had since Special Olympics and since I've been here, too. I get the pleasure of watching Joe every year for golf. I'm the golf guy for Special Olympics. Joe typically comes in right there to about a 100. He shaved 10 strokes off. And 50-mile-an-hour plus winds yesterday. So,
oh my gosh, Joe.
Yeah.
That is excellent. Hey, I'm curious. Somebody told me you're sending over 40 athletes, plus you have coaches to nationals in Minneapolis.
Correct.
What is that? That's an undertaking. That's a logistical.
It has been a huge
challenge.
Undertaking. So, on that part, I'm going to have to give all that credit to Bill Polk, our sports coordinator, and Brittany Bush, our sports VP. And she's really led the charge on that. I'm the guy like this morning helping with the technical stuff and finding the plugins for people and helping lift heavy objects. Bill and Brittany have come together. It has been something great. Bill's taken it upon himself with extra donors to get our gear. We're going to go out in style, Montana. We have great championship gear this year, and it's we feel if you look good, you're going to play good. And I can tell you, we're going to look really good out there.
That is awesome. Richie, pleasure to meet you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work that you do with Montana Special Olympics. And Joe, congratulations so far. You've got some other events. I'm going to be watching.
Okay.
And so what do you have coming up? What are the events you have coming up?
I just have the 100-meter dash. That's my last event.
And do you need to go get warmed up for
no,
that?
No, I don't have that until 1.
Okay, you're good. I thought I was keeping you from getting to the starting line. I do not want to do that. Joe, pleasure to meet you. Congratulations. Butteite, doing some great things athletically. Yep. There's a good tradition of that. You're representing your community well, your family well, and Montana well.
Thank you.
So thank you and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you for being
with
us on Voices of Montana. Well, welcome back to Voices of Montana as we get ready to wrap up today. We've been broadcasting live out in Lockwood, a beautiful track for Lockwood High School. We're at the Summer State Game for the Montana Special Olympics. And you don't need me to wrap this up. I want to talk to some special folks as we wrap things up today. We only have a little bit of time. We have Coach OJ. Is that what they call you?
Yes.
All right, put that microphone close to your mouth. There you go. Well, welcome. Welcome to Billings. And how go the games from a coach's perspective?
Oh, it's fun. It's just fun.
And you've been volunteering for how many years now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Quite a few.
You don't want to give me a number? A long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Why? Why give so much time and energy?
Because it's fun. It's just fun to see these guys compete. It's fun to see them make friends with the other teammates from other teams, towns. And it's just, it's rewarding.
And, OJ, you have one of your athletes here that you spend a lot of time with. Would you introduce her to our audience, please?
This is Tiffany Granholm from Glasgow.
And, Tiffany, what events do you participate in?
I do the 50-meter run, the shot put, running long jump, and the 100-meter.
That's exciting. And how are you doing so far in those events?
Good.
Doing good?
Yep.
Excellent. And you've been a Special Olympics athlete for how long now?
Since 2007.
Wow, that's outstanding. So that's almost, don't do math, 20, almost 20 years.
Yep.
We're in 2026, yeah. Very good. Have you gone to a national meet?
No.
Are you working toward that?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, going to Minneapolis.
Yes.
Her and I both.
Yeah, look how definitive your coach was. Absolutely, you're going to do that. That's going to be exciting. When is the national meet?
We leave June 18th.
June 18th. Okay.
Yep.
You don't have a lot of time.
No.
Wow. After today's track meet, you'll continue the training process with Tiffany until that national meet.
Yes.
I'm very honored that you would join me for Voices of Montana today. Tiffany, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
OJ, thank you for your service.
Hi, no problem.
The commitment that you make.
Yeah.
Thank you. Voices of Montana at the Summer Games for Montana Special Olympics. It's been a pleasure.
Well,
Ken, are we wrapping things up?
I think we are. You know, I want to make a plug for all our listeners kind of in the Missoula area. And, you know, we've got listeners who, you know, will be going down to the Summer Games next year in Missoula. If they have an opportunity, go to that opening ceremony. It is, I cover a lot of fun events over the year, state basketball, state football championships. Be doing a state softball championship here in a week for Class B for the NFHS, but none of it compares to those opening ceremonies in particular for the Special Olympics. If you can go there and not be touched, well, you probably better get your heart checked because it is just an absolutely outstanding event. They had the indigenous tribes there the other day with their ceremonial dance. That was so well received. Sydney Littlelight, gal who won the NAIA National Championship, you know, for Rocky Mountain College. and was also a runner-up in cross-country. I think it was the 1,500 meters. I'm probably getting myself in trouble there. But she just did a great inspirational speech. Honestly, the opening ceremonies is wonderful, and boy, isn't it fun being out here today.
Well, when I drove up, first of all, the parking lot's full. The grass area, the stands, people are coming out to watch and cheer on. There's so much cheering on going on here. You could almost hear the smiles of the participants, the athletes, the coaches involved, volunteers. We had a chance to talk to some leaders in Montana that give of their time to be a part of special. It was great to see former Attorney General Tim Fox, who's been working in Special Olympics for years after years as a volunteer chairman of the board. We had Tyler Wilchin with Intermountain Health here, and Brian Brown with First Interstate Bank. They're all a part of Montana Special Olympics. Thank you for being a part of Voices of Montana.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.